Proverbs 14:32 says, "The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death." This proverb was pressing on my heart and mind even before I knew it was in the Bible. What I mean is that when I did get saved and then read the Proverbs, I saw this and it took me back to the days and even the weeks leading up to my new birth by faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Before I got saved, I was searching, but in all honesty, I wasn't really looking for God at first. I was looking for peace of mind, and I wanted to find that peace while not having to give up my sinful lifestyle. Whenever I first began looking into the question of God and religion, I was attracted to the Roman Catholic religion. I spent some time reading and watching documentaries at the same time, though, on Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, and other isms, and I found them to be so completely mystical and not rooted in reality, I just found no interest in them. And I've talked about that elsewhere, so I won't go into detail here, but I'd been raised by Bible-based Christian parents who took our family to fundamental Baptist churches throughout my childhood. And that was really the last place that I wanted to end up in my spiritual journey. But the Roman Catholic religion seemed to be what I was looking for, because a good number of my fornicating, pot-smoking, beer-guzzling, blaspheming friends were Roman Catholic. I thought, wow, I can get with God and not have to give up all my favorite sins. But as I studied the Roman Catholic doctrine, I found that most of its distinctive doctrines were just man-made like the other religions. I didn't believe the Bible at that point, but if Christianity were not rooted and based in something more than just man-made spirituality, then I'd rather just get drunk. But before I would give the Bible any serious consideration, I did pray. I remember sitting alone at night, drinking a beer, smoking a cigarette, and as I blew smoke out of my mouth, I also said a little prayer that went something like this: "Lord, if you're real, then I'd really like to know it. If you're there, then show me something." I'm just not the type of person to go make a blind leap of faith. I was glad to find out later that God doesn't tell us to or call us to blind faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." But before I got into the Bible and the evidence for God and the evidence for creation and the evidence for the virgin birth and the sinless life and miracles and death by crucifixion, the shed blood, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I encountered God personally, by conviction of the Holy Spirit. I'm sure that God's Word and the various attempts to witness to me, in addition to the many prayers said on my behalf, had everything to do with it. But when I began to simply observe the world around me and take inventory of what life choices made by others had resulted in, I was thinking in terms of this proverb, even though I didn't even know it at the time. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. People I knew were dying from drug abuse and alcohol abuse. People I partied with were already suffering from self-destruction. The people that I hung around with, for the most part, were very clearly miserable. I've told the story before of sitting in a bar and observing several pathetic old drunks across the room and thinking to myself, "Greg, that'll be you if you stay on the road you're on right now." That's when I got serious about knowing God. That's when I read, researched, tested, and proved that God's Word is true in the Bible. And that's what put me on a different road that resulted in my coming to a full understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is what resulted in the moment when I repented toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in His shed blood and finished work on the cross to pay for my sin, and in the power of His resurrection, He rose bodily from the grave, conquering sin, death, and hell on my behalf, and I knew, based on that, I had eternal life. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness unless he or she will repent and believe the gospel.